And I'll play with Sponge, you know. And he said, now I've showed you how to make them. He said, I suppose you want me to show you where to put them. So I said, well, you come out in the boat with me. And he was 90, and he came out in the boat with me, and he used row, thoroughly enjoyed himself.
So is there quite an art to making the pots then?
Yeah, I think I'm the only one on the island can do it. They make, I've seen them on the television making lobster pots down the West Country, similar to what we used to make. But the trouble is that you couldn't do one indoors. I make these indoors in here in the winter. But lobster pot is so big, and when these are 6 foot long, you couldn't do it in here, so you've got to do it outside. And the only difference is I buy those in because where we had withy beds, they've been built on, been sold and built on. So I buy those, they're basket making willows from Somerset. And the only problem is you have to soak them to make them pliable. And if you're doing it in the summer, they dry out quick and you've got to keep on soaking and soaking. But they make a decent pot.
How long does a pot last?
It all depends on the weather and all sorts of things. But the lobster pots weren't dipped in tar, they were just bare. So they possibly, it all depends if you've got a blow or you've got a big crab in there and decided you want to bite his way out. Lobster pots wouldn't last as long as shrimp pots, but shrimp pot, you might be lucky to get 3 years out of it with repair. So you always have to make new ones in the winter to just keep up the numbers up. And then you had to wait for a hot day in August.